DriverSelect.com.
All right.
Yeah.
Well delivered, yeah. Groups.
It felt good.
I think I'm feeling like we're in studio and we should take some calls today at 214-787-1310. Is this a gay not gay or a Des Bryant call?
That's gay not gay.
All right. Why don't we lead off with one? It's Eric.
Hey, guys.
With a cell phone. Wow. Eric, you're on the ticket.
Hey, boys.
Opulence.
I got a question about the Stephen F. Austin billboards I've seen up around town. And it sports a purple sign with a young gentleman who is quite buff and wearing overalls and like a really tight T-shirt. And he's sporting an axe and a large piece of wood. And it says the Lumberjack Experience.
I guess I would need to see this. I don't have any idea.
You haven't seen these around town?
No.
Oh, yeah.
What's, oh, yeah, what does that mean?
I've seen these.
Well, paint the picture
the gospel.
A little more clearly.
A very large, buff lumberjack is sitting there with his chest bowed out and a
Stephen
tight
F.
T-shirt.
Austin is the Lumberjacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their color is purple, right?
It is. And he's very buff, and he's very homoerotic. But
so if he was in maroon, say, and in all white, leading yells?
You would never see an A&M College Station billboard up anywhere. University billboards are gay just on their own merit.
Wait a second. What'd you say then? You're saying that A&M is not gay because of that?
Like they don't put up billboards.
They don't buy billboards.
Or bus advertising or anything like that.
Well, some colleges need, you know.
What's wrong with that?
Gay colleges.
In fact, I know.
Colleges don't have state funding built into their legislation.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, Tom.
That's what gay schools say.
Eric, thank you for your call.
Wow.
Given the possibility that Stephen F. Austin is probably considering a nice big schedule on our station, welcome to our
Let's get the Lumberjack.
Station.
What voice would he have if he's trying to get you to go to school there?
Tom,
hello
there. Lumberjack
Well, hello.
Welcome.
He doesn't sound like the Pillsbury Doughboy when he touches his belly. Not bad. Dear Gay Not Gay, I never thought this would happen to me, but you see a work acquaintance that you haven't seen in a couple of years. He appears to have lost a not insignificant amount of weight. Let's say 30 or 40 pounds on a 5'10" guy. Is it gay to comment and say that it looks like he's lost weight? Follow up, when he acknowledges that in fact he has, is it gay or super gay to say that he looks great? I await your response with bated breath. Keep up the good work.
The second part, yes. The first part, no.
Don't you know some fat guys that don't look great, though, once they lose weight?
Like
yeah,
their
head's
face.
Too big.
They look gaunt. Yeah, their head is giant, and their hips stay big. And
they think
just,
maybe they're sick in
some
other way.
Perhaps you should gain that weight back. You look really odd.
Right.
Now.
Some
Dude,
people
your
just,
head is huge.
And I don't know if it's because it's ingrained in your head. You've known this guy for a long time, and he's always been big. And then once you see him smaller, you're like, it just doesn't look like your old friend that you knew.
Trust me, they want you to acknowledge them losing the weight because they work so hard. But the whole telling him that he looks great, you know, that's a little sketchy.
I'm thinking of Ben Rogers a little bit. But I've known other guys who are really, really big. Like, how about that Nate Newton?
I don't know.
Remember the first time you saw him after his thumb stomach?
Have I seen new Ben?
See, new Ben isn't that shocking, but he does look a lot different. And
do they look more like an 11 now than a 10?
No. Still more of a skinny
maybe 10 and a half.
Zero.
A liner humor. Everybody
it's like a
that?
1, but the letter O. Those are a little skinnier.
A letter O instead
right.
of a 0?
Right.
Yeah, he's still big, but
all right.
Just some people are meant to be giant. And, you know, if you got to die 20 years early just to make it more pleasing for me to look at you, yeah, then you have to.
Sir.
Dear Gay Not Gay.
Don't you die on me, Ben.
So I'm at the Stars snowball game Saturday night. By the way, Bob, I saw you on the video screen at some point.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
That happens quite a bit.
You also saw me on the same screen, but I'm positive you didn't realize it. Speaking of the video screen, during timeout, they're doing the usual kiss cam routine.
Never gets tired, by the way. Don't you agree?
I agree. They don't totally do it right.
Like, why is
You have to include an old couple because there's something about seeing 70-year-old people kiss. Yeah, like the crowd really gets excited.
Yeah,
like,
because he has to talk her into it because she's done with that. That part of her life is over.
Look like they might love each other.
Or you got to... What's more sickening than olds walking in the mall holding hands? Come on! We don't need to see that. Get a room.
Get a room, Grandpa.
Like, we know you're not... Or, okay. Let's see. Kiss Cam. One of the couples consists of a cute brunette and her husband, whose blonde hair and piercing blue eyes look very familiar. I think to myself, I have to know this guy. I've seen those eyes before. A couple of seconds go by before the light bulb goes off above my head. I sheepishly turn around, look at the couple in the seats directly behind me, and realize, much to my chagrin, that I recognize those eyes from having seen them on my way to my seat. I ask my girlfriend if this sounds a little gay to her. She doesn't even bother with a response. She rolls her eyes at me. I'm sure your reaction will be much the same from David in Lakewood. So he recognized... He thought, boy, this guy has piercing blue eyes.
I've seen him somewhere before.
Where have I seen those before?
I noticed those eyes on the way sitting
down.
Eyes
met.
Dude.
An hour ago.
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. I don't know how to help you. You know...
But the kiss cam is a good...
It is. It's, for some reason, extremely compelling. I retweeted one last night that I thought perhaps...
Oh, didn't we get on one, Groups?
Yeah, when we were
knights. Just as medieval knights.
We did the Eskimo nose kiss for some reason.
We should have gone all the way.
And they thought, I think you and I thought when we sat on the glass that night that they were going to put us on, and I was going for it. I was going full lips.
Not to make this show entirely about Des Bryant today.
You know, you say that, but... Susie Colbert asked you to kiss her, and you didn't.
Well, it's different. It's different.
Because
Twiggy
your...
wouldn't be mad if I freaking slammed my tongue down your throat.
We may need this from Tom. We may need Tom's insight here. But Des Bryant tweeted this last night. Des_88 is his Twitter account, and I retweeted it just to make sure because I thought it seemed really gay to me. It says, I'm wanting to watch Twilight Eclipse on a website. Anyone know any websites?
Anyone know websites?
Well, he obviously
I know a couple.
Call TC.
Yeah.
Like he wanted to steal it?
He's looking for the websites.
Can you put that out over Twitter?
Well, right. Regardless, he wants to watch Twilight Eclipse. Isn't that a vampire movie?
Isn't
that
like
with teenage vampires?
How about you go to the movies? How about that?
They're expensive nowadays, dog.
You can't go out if you're Des Bryant.
Yes, you can.
Get mobbed.
He wears those dark glasses.
Yeah, can't you?
You won't notice him.
Can't you ask about like Rambo or something? And then when you're there, you look for Twilight.
Not Twilight.
It's like saying you want to watch the Harry Potter movie online or something.
Oh, just here we go.
Be careful.
Dude. Email Bob if
there
you're
you
upset.
Go.
That
yeah, that's
hey
right.
Man, bagged on Harry Potter movies are awesome. You've obviously never tried.
You should try reading the book.
Hey, Harry Potter fan.
Yeah.
Brother.
Hey, Harry Potter fan.
I love 95% of what you guys do, but when you make fun of Harry Potter,
it makes me want to tune out.
Dear gay, not gay.
I'll just go try some of those other stations. They don't make fun of Harry Potter.
Yeah, they love Harry Potter.
I came across an opportunity to share a unique amateur adult video clip to a friend. The clip is unique in that the female character is, you know, that to herself.
What?
By saying the name that matches one of my good friends. It's actually a good video, but unfortunately, I cannot use it for obvious reasons.
She is pleasing herself?
Right. While saying the name.
Saying, like, moaning Donovan or
that
whatever?
That matches the friend, right. Because I probably would enjoy an indirectly personalized porn clip for myself, I thought about sending this video to my friend with a sarcastic comment like, your girlfriend's webcam video got out, but I need a ruling on it. Would it be gay to send this video regardless? So he's sending an adult video clip to another dude.
No, that's
that
not gay at all.
She's saying his name.
Just put LOL at the end of it.
Or smiley face.
Right.
The colon in parentheses. That smiley face or the emoticon? Which one?
You know,
it's not gay. You got to send that video to your friend.
I don't speak emoticon.
You're obligated. Let's go to Shannon in Dallas. Well, hello, Shannon.
Hope it's a dude.
How's it going?
Yeah!
We always go to the Shannon first.
Hey, Shannon.
That's a hot name, though, dude.
It is. It's very nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you have for us, sir?
All right, so I've got a buddy, right? And a big guy, 6'2"-ish, probably pushing, you know, 260.
His name's Terry.
Nope. And
Cindy.
So they live in San Antonio. And so whenever they come up to Dallas for the weekend, he and his wife make goofy deals on, like, so it's always like they're leaving on Sunday, and Actually, his name is Robin. That's kind of funny.
Robin? Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Now, where are you going with this story? What are they doing?
All right.
What's the deal?
So he's got to drive home back to San Antonio. So they start talking about the deal they've made on why she drove up. So the deal's not the funny part. It's that Robin starts revealing that, well, he was in the back seat with like a typical SUV, seats laid down, he's made a pallet, and watches two movies with his dog while she drives 5 hours up from San Antonio.
That sounds like a king to me.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Did he flame up?
He had a big bong back there.
Yeah, he got a bong or a six-pack. That's the way you got to travel, dude.
I give your
friend Cindy all the credit in the world.
Well, his friend is Robin.
Yeah, his woman
is Cindy.
His wife's name is Steve.
The two toughest guys I know in the world, Shannon and Robin. I say not gay, Shannon.
Okay. He's going to love to hear that.
All right, tell him he's awesome.
But man, does he have a lot of faith in his wife's driving
ability.
Tell
him to change his name.
I have one more.
I can't do anything in the car when my wife's driving.
Oh, yeah. It's very nerve-wracking. How has she lived?
I have no idea how she is
effing alive.
Got the driver's ed brake in front of you.
Like, I never know what that thing up high on the right, the little handle is for until I'm with my wife.
Right. You're clutching it with all your might. Yeah. Oh, yeah, like a paratrooper
like I need
when
one
the door opens on the airplane.
White. Oh, man. Okay, one more here.
Okay.
And this will segue us into Cowboys with Jason Witten, because this is from the Cowboy game the other day.
He does trust Arnold a lot to drive.
I don't know if you guys thought anything about this referee's voice. But to me, I just thought it might make this segment if we were to hear him on the game. All right, here's from the Cowboy game.
Kidna had completed 9 straight and a false start. Gerard didn't snap it. Everybody else moved, but no snap.
False start. Offense, number 65. 5-yard penalty. Still third down.
Like Charlie in the Box on the official's call there.
I don't know if there's that much. I'm trying to. He's like a Southern Belle, I thought.
Yeah, they haven't
this guy
yet.
Might have had like a nice big one of those big poofy skirts on. That's
no
difficult
child
to.
Wants to play little, with a Charlie in the Box.
The little umbrella.
False start.
Yeah, he didn't have the voice of Shannon. He needs Shannon's voice.
Yes.
Hey guys.
That Shannon has the toughest voice I've ever heard in my life.
You don't tease Shannon about his name. I'll tell you that right now.
Hot name, tough voice.
Expo. It's
a gay, hot
hey guys.
I'm sure everybody knows it's still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
Hey, it's me, Shannon.
What am I wearing? I don't know, jeans, a t-shirt,
tassels,
South Carolina hat. All right.
What's on the front of that, Bob?
The Jason Witten Show. Big picture of Lou Holtz. Jason Witten Show is next. Call me.